Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Patio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unorthodox. In this episode, I am joined by Mia Karam, who has been doing a very, very nice thing. I make it sound like she's picking flowers and giving them to people, but she's not. Actually, what she's doing is she's holding a drive in collaboration with Daurati. If anyone doesn't know who that is, Mia will explain in a bit. And she has been collecting sanitary hygienic products for women in underprivileged areas in Lebanon. Mia, how about you give us an introduction of yourself and tell us what you've been doing lately?
Hello, I'm Mia, and I'm working with Daurati, which is a nonprofit organization in Lebanon that is committed to end period poverty without discrimination. I'm working with in my local community to give teenage girls, which are approximately of my age, the sanitary products they need for their period. I'm working with the Caritas Filcura, which will be taking donations and helping me distribute them to the underprivileged, and SOS, which is an orphanage in Betroun. Also, they'll be distributing some sanitary products to the girls there.
Okay, great. Now, let's talk a bit about period poverty. To be very honest with you, up until I read the words period poverty, not now, but probably like 2 years ago, I think I really took it for granted that, you know, I use pads regularly and tampons and whatever other products. I use these regularly and I don't give it a second thought. But
yeah,
when I think of إنه العالم محتاجين, okay, محتاجين أكل, محتاجين تيب, محتاجين مي, but for some reason, ولا مرة فاتت براسي إنه مش محتاجين sanitary products as well. And I think a lot of people actually think that way too. And in fact, period poverty is very common around the world and in our area, in our region, especially since being a woman in general is sidelined here. And having womanly needs is also something that is inferior to other things, something that is not spoken of. Have you encountered, now during your drive, during this campaign that you're running, have you encountered anyone who opposed your idea or who didn't want to talk about it or who wasn't really open about the whole thing, who didn't want to help you because of that?
Definitely, many people felt like I'm posting on Instagram or social media on period, and I'm talking publicly on period. وpeople إنه that are close to me ولازم يكونوا ما بيفكروا هيك بالperiod لأنه بالآخر period is not a stigma. Period هي شيء عند كل بنت at a certain time بحياتها. وperiod poverty كتير common أكتر من ما نحنا منتخيل وكتير موجود يعني مع ناس around us. لأنه مثل ما أنت قلتي كمان منفكر أول شيء بالأكل وبالتياب وبالمي. المساعدات دايما بتجي من لهول القصص مش لباد أو any sanitary products للبنات. ومع الإيكونوميك كرايسيس اللي هلأ عم تكون بلبنان عم بيكون في كتير priorities قبل السانيتاري products لكل بنات.
And on that topic of the economic crisis in Lebanon, I have heard, because I actually posted your stories, I posted them on my Instagram account hoping to get donations from that. And what I realized in general, you know, unfortunately, I usually, when I post something about donations, something for a cause, I usually get some responses, like, let's say more than 5 responses asking about it, asking why, asking how. I think people now are too taken with dollar صار 10,000 وطرقات عم يحرقوا دوليب وما بعرف شو, that no one has actually given mind to this in specific. قد ما تمسحوا العالم بلبنان, it really feels like no one's thinking about anything other than how will I get by for this month? How will I get by for the next month? And I'm talking about people who, to a certain extent, have the luxury of thinking that way, and you know, thinking to the end of the month. There are people who don't have the luxury even to think to the end of the day. And we see these people every day. Have you encountered any comments like on Instagram, people replying to your stories being like لكوين بالك والشعب مدري لمين رايح? Has anyone ever talked to you about that?
تعرفي مش specifically, بس I got حدا through DM when إنه ميا في قصص أهم هلا من إنه pads أو إنه donations كرمال period poverty, إنه في ناس ما عم تقدر تجيب أكل أو تياب أو whatever. And I understand, إنه أكيد في ناس ما فيها تأكل, وأكيد في ناس إنه going through a lot بهيدا الفترة. But as a woman, I know how important it is لإلي أنا إنه يكون عندي access على sanitary products اللي I use every month. And I imagine myself without these products, and it is very important.
أكيد, no matter what economic class you belong to, it is very important for you to have access to these products. In addition to that, we can't just expect to give handouts to people for food and handouts for water and expect these people to, you know, sustain themselves on these hangouts forever. يعني عنا بلبنان هلا, you need to give relief because of the economic crisis. You need to give people money, people who need the money. There has to be a budget من الدولة إنه ينعطى هالعالم money, ينعطى هالعالم تياب, أكل, even sanitary products. But what people don't really understand is that just giving people handouts will not help. And the nice thing about what you're doing is it's also educational. أنت when you donate sanitary products to a girl who just got her period, you know that whoever is going to give her these products is going to be educating her about now she's a woman, now she has reached puberty, about what that means, about not being ashamed of her body, about not being ashamed to ask for, you know, products that are important for her hygiene and for her sexual health in the future. I think people really don't think about that. يعني I remember having a conversation with a friend quite a while ago, last year حتى, about, you know, he asked me, إنه أنت شو بتفكري عن إنه لبنان بدو يعطي مثلاً a sum of money to every family in need. And I said, of course, that's, you know, you can't not do that right now. You can't not give money. But at the same time, if you only give money, but you don't educate, then you'll be giving money the rest of your life. And in the same sense here, if you only, you know, give these products, but you don't educate the girls who are pillars in society, who are half of the society, if you don't educate them about their own body security, about their own self awareness of self-acceptance, then you won't really be doing much.
Actually, so when I'll be going SOS Batroun, I will be sitting with a group of girls يلي رح كون عم بعطيهم الكيت, وين حأحكيهم إنه البيريد منو عيب. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's, you need to manage your period بالآخر with dignity. It's not a community stigma. It's okay. It's okay to have your period. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to say I need this and I need that. وبالأورفنج في كتير men that work there, and I've seen girls honik shy to tell them مثلاً what they need.
Yeah.
So I'll be educating them كمانو on how important it is, you know, to take care of yourself, وat the same time تتحكي بالموضوع لأنه منو شيء عيب وقت بدك تحكي بالperiod.
أكيد. But we have to remember one thing in our society. And no, you can educate women all you want, but as long as you have the large fraction of society, which is the male fraction of society, being بيقمعوا النسوين, you know, بيفرضوا آراءهم. As long as you don't educate guys, then educating girls all you want will empower them, yes, but will not create stability or balance in society. So I think it's equally important, Kamena, which I commend you for doing this. You know, you post on Instagram, and obviously your followers are both men and women, and your followers are your male friends and your female friends as well. And I, Anjad, it's a good job you're doing this, that you're posting about periods in general, that you're not shying away from the topic. You know, you're talking about it alanan. Yeah. And I've already done an episode on that on the show, about periods, about the taboo of having your period. I remember kaza marra, with my family, with other friends, I'd be talking about this so openly, alanan, bahki in, oh, I have my period. Like, I'd be in front of a group of friends and I'd be like, guys, I have my period. And bikun fi shabab wabanat. And a lot of times I got looks for saying that, and kif enti btqouli hik, and shu kif bqoul hik, yani, so what am qoul hik. And what am I saying? I killed someone yesterday? No, I have my period. You know, it's not, they're not on the same level. Have you encountered any situation in which you've spoken about this just casually and someone وقف قدامك وقال لك إنه ما بيجوز ما بينحكى بهالموضوع؟
تعرفي وقت من بيحكوا عن period بيخلوا البنت تحس أو هني بيفسروها بهذه الطريقة إنه she's not pure أو she's dirty أو عم تعمل شيء إنه شيء موسخ بيصدقوا هيك they believe that.
هلا the most important thing is that even if someone man or woman, like not everyone is like this. في كتير عالم in these generations now, in our generation, who are more educated than you would think, who are more you know, capable of accepting something that actually isn't a taboo, you know, that is normal. But unfortunately, you still get bad seeds everywhere. And you still get bad seeds that come from bad seeds, which is why I stress on the fact that education about any topic that is considered taboo that shouldn't be taboo is very important in our society. Another thing I wanted to open up in this discussion is actually Dr. Sandrine Atallah. She, this is a buzzword in this week on social media, because she is a sexual health or sexual education doctor, if I'm not mistaken. She's a psychosexual therapist as well, Kamena, which is extremely interesting. She has an Instagram page and she goes on a lot of baramij to promote healthy sexual thinking, healthy sexual practices. She promotes all of that. Very recently, she went on Pierre Rabat on a show on, I think, MTV or something. And she was the guest there, and he has like a posse of people who comment on the guest and comment on what the guest is saying. And she was trying to promote a very important issue. She was trying to promote sexual education, which is something that I don't stress enough on my whole show here in the podcast. I think I mention it almost every single episode. The importance of sexual education, because that's the only way you can eradicate rape, you can eradicate harassment, you can eradicate unhealthy sexual practices, especially in a region like ours where كل شيء مقموع, كل شيء ممنوع. ونشكر الله كل شيء ممنوع مرغوب بالآخر.
مرغوب.
وبنعمل
بطريقة غلط.
وبنعمل بطريقة غلط. And what she's trying to do is she's trying to promote doing it in a healthy way. She's trying to promote talking about sex. And you know, I opened the topic of sex because it's very related to the topic of getting your period and becoming a woman, because women are usually assets when it comes to sexual encounters, unfortunately. Hala akid, some people are challenging the status quo. I'm challenging the status quo. I know you are challenging the status quo, and a lot of others are standing their ground and saying, stop talking about sex as if it's equivalent to murder, because that's what people do. But I wanted to see what your commentary was on how the show host and the other mini hosts, his minions, how they actually welcomed Dr. Sandrine and how they commented on what she was saying.
It was as if هنا عم يحكوا مع دكتور ساندرين بس to prove her wrong أو تتمسخروا على شي عم تقوله. ولا part من الحديث بيّن إنه هن عن جد they are interested أو هن عن جد بدون يخلوها توصل a message أو هن بدون ما حتى خلوها تكمل ولا فكرة كان عندها إياها. وتقطشت هي على يعني قصص كتير سخيفة مثل إنه صوتك كان سكسي أنت وعم تحكي which يعني ما عندي words عبر عن شخص على تي في يقول لها هيك لدكتور عم تحكي عن sexual health.
And I think the purpose of the host being there is to act as a mediator, is to act as someone who can bring the conversation back to the right track. Instead, what he did was he gave all the power to his little people to say, يي وصوتك سكسي, to deviate from the conversation, يعني بأسخف الطرق possible. يعني
exactly.
شو هالشو اللي ما إلو معنى? What has freedom of speech gotten us to today? In which people can just turn a blind eye on topics like these. يعني مثلا she was saying something important about how, you know, when people are teenagers, they start يكتشفوا حالهم sexually. The idea of sex, of having intercourse. And a lot of teenagers in Lebanon actually have sex when they're even at school. Newsflash for anyone who didn't know, يعني. And I think she was commenting on that. And the guy, she كانت عم تقول يعني للشباب اللي موجودين هنيك, عم تقول لهم انه And I'm sure you guys, when you were teenagers, you've had sexual encounters. And then instead of them actually owning up to it and saying, yes, this is normal, they were like, شو أنا وعم ينكتوا وفرت وضحك وكل العالم عم تطلع فيهم إنه stop fucking laughing.
وكمان وقتها she said إنه أكيد you've watched porn, اثنين منهم نطوا إنه لا أنا كيف عم تقولي لي هيك بدل ما هيني خلوها توصل الفكرة اللي هي عم تقولها إنه sexual education ما لازم يكون through porn للteenagers, بالعكس لازم يشوفوا قصص يلي هي تحكي عن قصص عن health بهذا الموضوع وعن كيف يكون كل شيء safe ومزبوط لبوث men وwomen.
أكيد and I this is something I promote يعني religiously إذا بدك. And unfortunately, طق الحنك عنا بالبلد لا يعلى عليه. Unfortunately, people مثل هودل, الرجال, whoever, they are actually don't know any of them. I've never heard of any of them. They are really نكرة يعني بالمجتمع. بس هن مفكرين حالهم, they're huge comedians, they're extremely funny people. They're actually uneducated pricks. Uneducated pricks who showed how uneducated they are and who showed how عن جد شو سخيف عنا الميديا صاير إنه you talk about these topics and people make fun of them. واللي أنحس من هيك إنه في عالم بتضحك لهم, you know, في عالم بتضحك لهم. And the host of this show, Pierre Rabat, actually did a horrible job, an awful job of bringing back the conversation to good books. And eventually he apologized from Dr. Sandrine on social media, an apology that she did not accept, and bravo عليها انه قالت هيك نشرته يعني شرشحته. She told him انه انت I'm talking about something important and you guys are obsessed with just laughing about it because sex is a laughing matter in our country, and yet the rate of illegal abortions goes up I don't know how much in a month, and yet the rate of rape goes up I don't know how much in a month. So I really don't know how funny that is, actually. I don't find it funny at all. And I hope هيدا generation يوعى لهالموضوع. So guys, this has been a lovely conversation with the lovely Mia Karam, who was here on very short notice, by the way. I actually pulled her out of
Thank
bed.
You.
Mia, confirm?
confirm.
and I want you guys really to help out with this campaign. Mia, can you instruct people on what they can do in order to donate?
So you can donate by contacting Dawrati on their Instagram account, dawrati.lb, or talk to me on my phone number, 71-298-111, or contact Caritas Lkoura.
Okay, and you guys can make donations for as little money as 20,000 Lebanese lira. And given the current economic crisis, I don't think that's much right now.
Yes, or you can either donate the sanitary products themselves if you prefer that.
That as well. Thank you so much for joining me, Mia, in this lovely conversation.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening in. I will see you guys next time.